You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Creativity Wasted is a podcast where three or four creative people each share an idea, such as a movie idea, app idea, prank idea, or futuristic tech idea. Brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. Hello, my name is Justin Sicarico with
Kurt Brown.
I'm your host, Tom Walma. This is Creativity Wasted. Okay, who wants to go first?
I don't care. I guess
I'll
take
that as a yes.
Yeah, that's a solid yes.
Yeah. You know, you can tell I really put a lot of thought into this because here's what I got. Okay. I think there should be like a repellent because I have a lot of cat ladies in my neighborhood. And like on a warm day like today, for example, like I looked out my window at one point earlier and there was literally five cats just like roaming around. So I thought, you know, maybe if they made some kind of repellent to keep them little bastards away from my house, that'd be kind of cool. Like Raid for cats almost.
Do you also want to keep the cat ladies away?
Well, I don't know. It depends because my neighbor cat lady makes a mean dinner from time to time that she provides me with. So
I think it depends on how many cats they actually have as well, you know, because, I mean, you can have cat lady and then crazy cat lady.
Well, it's a lot of crazy cat ladies, you know. So, yeah, my mom used to be one, and it was just awful. So,
oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that.
I think some cat repellent, that could work, you know. Now, I'm not saying kill the cats, you know what I mean? I said raid for cats. I know raid kills. You know, I'm not saying kill the little bastards, but just keep them away from my house.
I think they already invented them, and they're called dogs.
Yeah. Yeah. The only problem is English bulldogs like I have aren't very threatening. Like, honestly, the cat, we have a cat. Like, I like cats, you know. I just don't like a lot of cats around my house pissing and shitting in my flower beds and all that kind of fun stuff. So, yeah, keep him away. Something. I don't know. But like I said, the English bulldog, he's not very threatening. My cat dominates him, like, constantly. Like, if he comes near my cat, my cat's, like, it's not good.
You could set up a series of catapults.
What you could do is you give it a snappy name and call it, like, Kitty Kitty Bang Bang or something like that.
Nice. See, we're writing jokes here.
Maybe, yeah.
I think if you just like scared them enough times, they would stop coming by. So the cats, like, so there's your house and then they literally live next door.
They're just all over, man. They just like, they come and they use my front flower beds as a litter box. And just leave, and it's not real nice.
Well, on the risk of sounding racist, I mean, you could always have a Chinese family move in. They'll take care of them cats right away.
Yeah, box them up and take them to the local takeout joint. I like it. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have too many cat jokes. Crazy cat lady. Well, you could get them dates. So they're no longer, like, they don't need the love of the cats to fill a hole, gaping hole in their souls anymore.
Oh, the cat ladies, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, like crazy old people meet.com or something. I don't know.
You know, what is it about cats that attracts crazy people? What is that? Like, why do they choose to hoard cats and not any other animal?
I don't know. I guess cats are kind of easy.
I get, yeah. Know. But they're very independent, so, like, you don't get the love from the cat, you know?
Well, you will, you know, like, they'll come around. I guess that's why you got to hoard them, because you only get love from one at a time.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
I wonder if you could have, like, I'm picturing a crazy cat lady with, like, more than 10 cats in their house at once. If you had more than 10 dogs in your house at once, would they murder each other?
Would the dogs murder? I don't know.
Like,
I know.
Could you physically have that many dogs?
I heard if dogs get like really hungry and no one's around, they'll eat their kin. pretty sure that's true.
I would think just about any animal would do that.
I don't know. I know dogs will, I've heard. But I don't know. You're like 10 or more. Dude, like 3 or more is crazy status. Yeah. Like 3 is the limit. That is the highest end of the cat spectrum.
That is a little nuts. Kind of going off crazy spectrums, a couple years ago, the house behind me where I live, now by the way, I live in suburban Westland, had 2 full-size horses and 1 mini horse. They got evicted eventually.
Wait, but in a normal-size yard?
In a normal-size yard. I'm not even kidding. Yeah, so there are like levels of crazy, you know, to people, and they were at the next level.
Hashtag wasteland.
Yes. But I do like the idea, though, you know, because that could kind of spin off into other animal repellents, you know? It's a good stepping stone.
I think if I could just keep the cats away, like I said, I'd be happy. Like when I'm planting flowers in another week here, you know, to make my house look pretty, it's going to be like digging out a litter box. And I'm not excited about that. It's not cool.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all.
You know, or like my cat, for instance, you know, keep him inside. You know what I mean? That's how you know you're the crazy cat lady or the crazy cat person, because like if you have so many cats that you cannot keep them in your house, that's too many. It's just, I don't know, it's ridiculous. Maybe we should kill them.
Well,
I mean, come on, they're not all that friendly. You know, there's literally like 1 out of 5 that I like, maybe, you know.
I do like cats. I do like cats. Maybe not kill them. But repel them is good, yeah.
Are they like rancid cats, like with like fur, like unkempt fur and like stink and like
some of them, yeah. Yeah, they're definitely feral, I believe.
Feral is the right word. Yeah, yeah, I couldn't think of the right word.
Just a little population control, you know. Hitler didn't have so many bad ideas. I kid.
Tina Green was on the podcast and she had the idea of like a Roomba that would go in your yard and it would pick up dog shit.
Oh, that's kind of good.
Now, because cats tend to be afraid of vacuum cleaners.
Dogs too. My dog's more afraid of the vacuum cleaner than our cat is, I'd have to say.
So I think Roombas are usually quiet.
I don't know.
I've never. I thought. Yeah, they're
pretty. It's like a low hum.
That's the one tech thing that I just don't see a need for is a Roomba, but maybe the outdoor Roomba. You want it to be loud to scare away cats.
Well, I'll tell you what. I did
both scare away the cats, and if they do happen to shit in your yard, like clean up the shit.
Yeah, double whammy there.
You can make a lawnmower as well. Take care of 3 things at once.
Yeah. I think they have those too, like Roomba lawnmower.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm behind the times. Yeah. I am behind the times.
It's a newer thing, but no, that'd be great, dude. I just, you know, yesterday was nice too. And I just, dude, I didn't even finish the yard. I got through like a quarter of the yard and filled up 2 grocery bags of dog shit.
Oh, geez.
From over the winter. Yeah. It's pretty terrible. So,
yeah, I don't have it.
Good idea, Tina.
I don't have it that bad with the neighbors, but one of my neighbors, the dog does shit in my yard, and it shits right along the edge of my driveway.
I think I seen you make a post about that the other day.
Yeah. Yeah, I complained about that.
Bringing down the property value.
Yeah, well, people have complained about the dog shit, but I really think that the bumper sticker that says support porn, it's cheaper than dating. I think that really does dissuade people from wanting to buy my house. Who wants to live next to that asshole? I mean.
Yeah, no, yeah. Totally. That's a big deterrent, when I was looking at houses. Like, you look at the neighbors, man. Yeah, for sure. So
but I think it's actually the neighbors.
Which backs my point again. Too many damn cats, man. So, yeah, that's one of my little things that I wrote down here.
We're 10 minutes in. If you have us another small one, you can do it.
Okay. So this is actually, you get chicken wings to go, right?
And you, I guess so. I've never done it, but
you've never got chicken wings to go. Have you got chicken wings to go?
I do it all the time.
Have you got chicken wings to go, sound lady? Yes, of course you have. Normal people in this world, Tom Walma. Anyway, so chicken wings to go. You get your ranch or your barbecue or your blue cheese, right?
Yeah.
Got to get something. Absolutely. Honey mustard, whatever. Okay, you're driving down. Maybe you're driving eating. Maybe you're eating in your car on your lunch break. Maybe you're eating in the park, whatever. Okay, the little dipping cups, man. You can never get, like, much of the wing in there.
Absolutely.
That drives me insane. Like, make a U-boat shape type thing, you know? I don't know. Just shape the plastic different is all I'm saying.
To the wing,
yes. Yeah.
It's like a bathtub for the wings.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like form that thing properly. What, I mean, we got all these advances and all these things, and you still haven't figured out that you can't dip a wing into a circular cup that's, you know, an inch and a half in diameter. Like... So, yeah, maybe you could dump, you know, most of the time you could dump it out on something and you're fine. I understand that. But I'm talking about for people on the go eating chicken wings.
So you said U-boat.
Yeah, like
I know what you mean, but
you know what I'm talking about.
They're isn't like that those... like the Nazi term?
Well, he did talk about Hitler a few minutes ago.
Yeah, that's U-boats. What I was thinking. Yeah. It's like,
is that a Nazi term?
Yeah.
But it, yeah, a U-shaped thing. I mean, it makes like a canoe.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying. I'm not talking about killing Jews here.
You're just throwing down.
Just
all
killing
of
cats.
The,
just cats, man.
Yeah, I personally think that the whole thing where people are looking for like hidden Nazi symbols in what people say is sort of crazy,
dude. Don't even get me started.
But maybe they got me thinking that way because when you said U-boats. A couple minutes after you made the Nazi joke, I thought.
There's like so many people that don't have real problems anymore, so they need to look for things to, you know, get upset about, man. It really
I guess
me.
You're like stabbing the U-boat with a chicken wing, and so that's a good thing. It's
yeah,
not
man.
Like you're
I'm rescuing people.
Yeah, you're sinking the U-boat. Or I don't know.
I just think, you know, they could make a better container. For it, that's all I'm saying. Exciting stuff from the mind of me.
So it would be like thin and like
yeah, just
rectangular.
More, yeah,
because if it was too,
what's so hard about that?
If it was too small, it would like collapse or it would like spill everywhere. Or like you don't want it. You want it wider.
Yeah,
but you don't want it like
you want to cover more surface area of the wing.
I'm a man on the move.
Yes.
And I still want my wings.
Mm-hmm. With your sauce.
With my sauce. Yeah. It's only fair. I'm an American.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't they make like a little thing that like a, with like a little, like a toothpaste tube almost?
That's a good idea. Yeah. There you go. Just like, just, yeah, dude.
Maybe the end cap, the thick screw-on cap is 1 cent more expensive or something. So they won't do it.
I think I know a few people that would buy those just for the sauce and just kind of.
Yeah, dude.
Not
I would
saying I'm one of them, but you know.
Jets Ranch.
Oh man,
oh, that stuff's so good.
I'm not even a fan of ranch, but I can appreciate Jets Ranch.
Oh, dude,
I can appreciate the just there's something about it.
I can do shots of it. I'll go shot for shot right now. Let's get wasted on ranch. You want to do it?
Let's do it. Tuesday, yeah, it's Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Tuesday. Fuck it, let's do it.
That's right, man. Yep, so. Yep.
There's your third idea, a ranch bar.
I hate ranch.
Dude, I usually am not, like, it's usually not my number one go-to, but Jets Ranch is just something. That's on another level.
I'm trying to remember. I so hate ranch. It's white, right?
Yeah.
Like, totally white.
Mm-hmm. With, like, flecks in it.
Kate's looking at me like I'm insane because I don't know what... What?
I'm slowly, like, bits and pieces from over the years starting to think that you might actually just be, like, an alien. You don't even know what color ranch is? Well, you don't just pass by it in the grocery store like, oh, look at that white stuff. That's ranch!
I don't keep a catalog of the intricate... visual details of the shit that I don't like.
I'm not asking you to.
It's like an off white with like flecks in it. So it's a dirty white.
Okay.
Like you, Tom.
Okay.
So yeah, so those are my brilliant ideas for the world. I should go on I shouldn't even be here. I should be on Shark Tank, I think.
Trying to think, like, it wouldn't work for wings, but with like nuggets or something, you could like shove the sauce in, cook it like right inside it, like a pizza roll or something, almost made of chicken.
Like an explosion of chicken wing and ranch and barbecue and whatever flavor you want all up in your mouthpiece. Yeah,
they have something like that similar at the Cheesecake Factory. I was there this weekend. I don't remember what they called, or I'm sorry, what they were called. Didn't order them, but they sounded pretty damn good.
Hmm. The Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
Where's that?
It's at 12 Oaks Mall.
Oh. Okay.
Delicious. It's exactly what it sounds like.
Right on. I just found out, I don't know if you've ever been to Tellway. That's right.
Oh, I love Tellway. I used to work near Tellway.
Their cheesecake is awesome. Oh, yeah.
And their coffee is good, too.
Everything.
For some reason.
Yeah.
I got to ask, does the lady, nicest lady in the world, but the lady with four big teeth still work there? Just four big teeth?
No other teeth?
That does.
Only four teeth?
Only
in their
four
mouth?
Teeth, and they are very prevalent.
Yeah, that doesn't ring a bell.
Are they the four front teeth that are supposed to be big?
It's like, it's literally like all she has are the four incisors on her mouth. Nicest lady in the world.
I don't know. The incisors.
Like your
the pointy ones. Like
I'm sorry.
The vampire ones.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I think those are canines. I don't know. I'm not a dentist.
Whatever. The vampire-ish ones.
So nice. But yeah, they have great food. They're great coffee and great service. Just not great dental, apparently.
I don't know. I used to love going to a Subway where a guy looked like he was on meth because he would make the sub so fast.
That's like, why he was making fast.
Yeah. So maybe the four teeth is like a sign of like she's like on uppers. She's going to make it super fast.
Yeah. Or she is so busy and so dedicated to her customers. She said, fuck the dentist. I'm not going today. I've got burgers to serve.
That's right. I feel priorities,
like,
man.
Yeah.
I feel like a mouth without a complete set of teeth is in my future.
Oh, no.
I've got pretty bad teeth.
Oh, bummer.
Unless I just buy, like, fake, like, place all of the teeth, like, in, like, you can, like, attach, like, replacement teeth now, right?
I think so.
But it's, like, super expensive. Like,
yeah. I don't know. I try to take care of mine. I went to the dentist the other day, and I got home, and I looked in the mirror, you know, to check out, you know, what kind of job the hygienist did, and she did a good job, but then I noticed I had a pretty, pretty big old boogie just chilling in the left nostril there the whole time. I was like, yeah, that's cool.
She didn't tell you, huh? Nope. Not a good friend. You know what? My economics teacher in high school told me a good friend will tell you when you've got a booger in your nose.
I agree.
Yeah.
Oh, you know.
What if the dentist were to, like, just, without telling you, just pick
it out?
Well, I mean, they're right there.
I mean, they got gloves on. They got tweezers and whatnot.
Like, would somebody get, maybe you wouldn't get pissed, but would, if she did that, like, for every patient, eventually somebody would, like, punch her in the face, right? Like, what are you doing? Like, don't touch my nose.
That's my booger.
That should be part of the job description, I think. Give them a couple more bucks. Let them clean your boobs.
Yeah, like when they cut your hair, they'll trim your eyebrows. It's all like right. The dentist, they should trim the nose hairs and get rid of the boogers. I mean, they're right there. Yeah.
See that? We got ideas just pouring, man.
But you ready with your idea?
Yes, I'm ready with my idea. Okay, so mine is actually a movie idea. Okay, now, two of my favorite things from childhood. One of them was professional wrestling. I'll admit, I don't watch it anymore. But I watched it as a kid, and I loved it. And dinosaurs. I loved dinosaurs. My favorite movie is Jurassic Park. So I have an idea for a movie called Jurassic Park. In this movie, the eccentric billionaire doesn't bring back dinosaurs. Oh, no. He brings back the dead wrestlers who have died and calls it Jurassic Park. Now, in the original Jurassic Park, the big thing is the dinosaurs escape, and they start breeding. In this one, the wrestlers escape, and they don't follow the script, and they start beating up the visitors. I'm not saying Oscar-worthy, but hey, You know, you could have the ultimate warrior as a T-Rex shaking the fence. You know, he breaks loose. In the first scene with the Brachiosaur, you got Yokozuna or Andre the Giant. You got Macho Man as the Dilophosaur, you know, spreading his big colorful wings out there.
Macho Man is dead? The guy from
He died years ago. Like 16. Yeah.
Car accident, right?
Yeah, he actually had a heart attack and he passed away, unfortunately. But
hit a tree or something, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a great movie. Jurassic Park.
You could even do like an animated, like, you know, obviously.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, that would totally be interesting. Like, it's funny you said Ultimate Warrior. I remember when I was a kid, wrestling used to come on Saturday mornings.
Mm-hmm.
They used to like replay some of the stuff because we didn't have cable, you know. And I never forget, Ultimate Warrior had a beef with Papa Shango.
Oh, yep. I know where you're going with this.
And Papa Shango put like this curse on him. And like he like they were had him on camera and he was talking and he just like threw up all over the place.
These weird colors and everything.
Yeah. You remember that?
I do. And you know
that was like traumatizing as a
little kid. That's
how
they could defeat him in the movie. You know, this they pull up in the cars and they realize the power is out. He's shaking the ropes. I don't power the Ultimate Warrior, and he's shaking the ropes and everything. Gets loose. He beats people up. Again, maybe not Oscar worthy, but I sure as hell go see it.
Yeah. Wait. So,
I'd check it out for sure. Yeah, that's cool.
They're so detailed with the wrestling scripts that they staged a rainbow throw up or like a colorful throw up.
They're so detailed with what they do in the script. They staged that. Yes. And I believe he also bled like black tar or something.
Could be. I don't remember that. But
Papa Shango fucked him up. He did for real.
No, he used to do some – he was like the voodoo. Did you watch wrestling at all?
No.
So Papa Shango's character was like – he was a voodoo priest or something like that.
Yeah.
And he wore a top hat and his face was painted like a juggalo. And he was
freaky.
He was interesting character, man. He was definitely one of my – favorite ones to look forward to. I still have the action figure, actually.
That is awesome. All my action figures are gone.
Really?
Yeah, unfortunately. So, but yeah, I mean, so you would enjoy the movie, of course.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
I think it'd be great. Jurassic Park, you know?
I think it would make for a great animated, even a short film. Like,
yeah.
You know?
I would do it, you know? Just, these people are like, oh, yeah, you know, I don't have time. No, come to my exotic park, you know? And the old man, welcome to Jurassic Park. And you got Yokozuna bouncing off the top rope, and
are they murdering people?
Oh, yeah, of course they would be. They go off script. If they do a real DDT or a real elbow drop on someone,
they do like not the fake wrestling move where
they do it for real.
They
do
it for real. Like that's they like the really twist. Drop you on your head.
Exactly.
And then you're dead.
Yep. Exactly. You know, it would pretty much be the same exact movie. But instead of dinosaurs, you've got dead wrestlers that have come back and they're not following the script, man. They're going nuts, you know? I mean, it's unfortunate that you have so many dead wrestlers to pick from, but, you know, there's more than enough. Yeah. I think we got a gold mine here, ladies and gentlemen.
Is there like what are the wrestlers? Are they just wild and they're do they have a goal? Are they like trying to defeat the newer wrestlers? Or
they're just trying to hurt people, essentially. You know, again, So like in Jurassic Park, the dinosaurs are just like, hey, you know what? The power's out. We're gonna escape and be dinosaurs. In Jurassic Park, you know the dinosaurs. The wrestlers are like, you know what, man? We're out of the ring now. We're gonna start fucking people up. And they start doing that. They go around. They're doing real power slams to people. And, you know, they got to try and get the power back on so they can actually print out the new scripts and say, no, follow the script. You're hurting people.
So what happens before they escape and start murdering people and doing DDTs on innocent bystanders and whatnot? Are they just like in a like glass case? You get to walk by and go, oh, that is the Macho Man, Randy Savage, there.
I'm glad you asked. They would each be like...
It's like a museum setting? Or?
Well, it would still be like Jurassic Park. They would be in like the Jeeps going by, but each cage would be a ring where the wrestler is beating up like, you know, like a nobody. So they could see them in their quote-unquote natural environment, you know? Like, over to your right, we have the Macho Man, Randy Savage. Ooh, yeah, and he's, you know... And doing his thing.
And they have, like, feeding time and stuff?
Absolutely, yeah. Whatever wrestlers eat, cocaine and alcohol,
roids.
Yeah, and roids. Yeah, and then just all hell breaks loose because you've got the jealous tech guy like Dennis Nedry in Jurassic Park. You know, he's not making enough money. You got the jealous manager or whatnot. It's like, I'm going to go clone these wrestlers myself and, you know, make money and, you know, shit hits the fan. And
who's that guy? I can't think of him. He was the Undertaker's.
Paul Bearer.
Paul Bearer.
Oh, yes, Undertaker.
That was the best manager character.
He could be in the movie because he passed away, unfortunately.
Did it? Yeah, he did, didn't he? Yeah. Yeah, hell yeah. Get him in there, man.
How about this? How about they have to murder people? Let's say maybe they need to be fed steroids, but then the steroids stop working. And so they've got to like murder people and take the adrenaline like from their adrenal glands. Like, so that's why they murder the people.
You know what? That's a good point because in Jurassic Park, the dinosaurs have to be given lysine. Because if they don't, if they're not given lysine after 14 days, they slip into a coma and die. Quote Samuel Jackson. So yeah, they could have to get their adrenaline, or else they're gonna fall into a coma and die. So they're not being fed their roids. They need their adrenaline to keep hulking up or doing whatever. I like it. Telling you, man. Maybe not Oscar worthy, but I think we got a. I think we have a box office smash on our hands here.
I think you got a Sundance animated short flick.
How does the movie end?
It ends just like it ends in the original Jurassic Park. So the main characters, whoever they are surrounded by – now, see, I don't quite – like, I'm pretty much set that the Ultimate Warrior would play the part as the T-Rex. The Raptors would probably be like Roddy Piper, Rick Rude, Mr. Perfect or something like that. They all get surrounded, and they're like, oh, no, what are we going to do? Ultimate Warrior rushes in, just starts murking them all. They run away in the chaos. And the movie ends with them like flexing and whatnot, and the Jurassic World Park banner falls, and they get into the Jeep, and he says, "Mr. Hammond, after careful consideration, I have decided not to endorse your park." And he says, "So have I." They get in the helicopter, they fly away into the sunset.
I want to go watch Jurassic Park now. It's been a long time.
I watch it quite often, as you can probably tell, because I can quote the movie, but yeah.
Like how many times? Like more than 10?
Let's just say this. If it's on TV and I come across it, I watch it.
Yeah, I watched it about a year, sometime in the last year I watched it.
Far too long for me. Far too long. The first one's great. The second two were okay. The Jurassic Worlds, the new ones, I don't know. It didn't have the same appeal for me, but...
Yeah, I definitely go see all the new Jurassic Parks, if they aren't reviewed that great. I love the adventure flicks like the
Marvel
Parks, and I love the Die Hards, and I like the lighthearted ones like Guardians of the Galaxy.
The ones that have good humor to them.
Humor or like adventure, like out in nature. Like I love the Tomb Raider stuff. Yeah. I love like. I'll find like obscure shows that are similar to Tomb Raider. There's one that Tia Carrera did called Relic Hunter. I don't know. I just love that shit. Like adventure stuff, archaeology, Indiana Jones, and like going out in the jungle and finding shit.
Yeah. So you would watch Jurassic Park then because it takes place in the jungles of the wrestling.
You don't have to be a wrestling fan.
That's true, yeah.
It's Jurassic Park.
Exactly, yeah.
Would it go up to the era where there's female wrestlers?
Yes, because there's one female wrestler that I can think of that passed away. Luna Vachon passed away.
So I remember Luna.
Yeah.
She was like the first, man. Yeah. She was with Bam Bam.
Exactly, yeah, she was, yeah.
Another
guy who's sadly passed away.
There's like dead wrestlers and dead musicians are like neck and neck.
You can even make a sequel with musicians.
Yeah.
Isn't China dead?
She is.
I just heard that the other day and I was like, wow, when did that happen? Like, I missed that one in the news.
She was really big like for a year or two. Like,
she was huge.
I don't even like wrestling.
She was in the, what was that? The Attitude Era.
Yeah, yeah. That's right around when I stopped watching it. But yeah, I know China. Like, she was very popular and big as well. Like, she had some.
How'd she die?
probably drugs, I'm guessing. You know, it's so crazy how many, like, they all take steroids. I mean, there's no questioning it. You know, just that puts so much stress on your heart that eventually, you know, you're going to end up passing away, and then you get cloned and brought back for a movie at some point, hopefully.
I wonder what Luna died from. She was a crazy, scary-looking chick, man.
Yeah, she was, you want to make sure she's not hiding under your bed at night.
Yeah, no, I remember she was like I said, she was like the first, she was way before China.
She was.
And yeah. I don't remember any other female wrestlers of that time until China. Or actually, I take that back, Sable, I want to say, was the next
one. Everybody liked Sable.
Yeah, she was pretty sexy.
Yeah, she was. Not gonna lie. Yeah.
But
never heard of Sable. Just
oh, really? China. She was in Playboy and everything, man. Big deal.
Huh. That was Lex Luger's woman, right?
No. She actually came in with Mark Marrow, and then she was like, screw this, I'm going on my own. Now she's married to Brock Lesnar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My, how the tables have turned.
Exactly.
Man, oh, man.
Oh.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park.
I'll be looking for it.
You know what, man? If you want me to make it, I will make it. I will sit down. I will figure out. Life finds a way. That's a quote from Jurassic Park.
Jesus.
Well, I guess a lot of these wrestlers probably
borderline
have a lot of,
obsession here.
Exactly.
A lot of illegitimate kids who are getting to be about the age
yeah.
of the them in their peak, like mid to late 20s
mm-hmm.
by now.
Yeah, probably.
So maybe you could find some of the lookalikes in yeah. your kids.
Or like Kurt said, animated somehow.
I think you should contact Trey Parker and Matt Stone immediately.
You know what? I think they would do it because they can make it for me in a weekend probably.
Yeah, probably. They're pretty quick about that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
I love that show.
So there'd be a lot of like puns like related to Jurassic Park. Like the Raptors is like a tag team, maybe.
Pretty much, yeah. You know, like yeah, you know. I mean, like again, kind of the same scenes, you know, like where the dinosaurs are attacking people, it'd just be the wrestlers doing the wrestling moves, you know.
And when one wrestler's about to kill a person, a bigger wrestler comes and attacks
the can make the save, the you know, wrestler. Like a steel chair shot or something like that, you know? Yeah. Or again, like even in, like in the scene, like in Jurassic Park, there's that scene where, you know, the T-Rex is chasing the Jeep and Jeff Goldblum's like, must go faster. You know, again, you got the Ultimate Warrior because he would run to the ring so fast. He's chasing that fucking Jeep. And the power of the Ultimate Warrior! And he's just running after them. They must go faster! And they're, you know, trying to put in third gear. He's going to go give it a clothesline, but they get away just in time, man. Tense action right there.
In the cup shaking, it would be like a sumo-looking wrestler.
Yokozuna or Andre the Giant, you know. They're coming walking in. It's like... Oh, sorry. Yeah, see? Yeah,
the water.
See? You're thinking. Yeah, you're thinking.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have any more comments. Yeah, it actually... We got more material out of that than I thought. Yeah, it is kind of a good idea. There is a lot of funny...
Potential.
Yeah, just getting the people would be the hard part.
Oh, like, they'll come.
The animation stuff. But yeah, the wrestling fan base is like dedicated as hell, you know. Like, I can't imagine anyone like you guys not seeing this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Who's like been... Grew up in the
I haven't watched it in years, but the old school stuff, man, those guys are freaking superheroes
for sure.
You know, face paint and whatever, man. It's, you know, that was my Hercules and Zeus and Mercury or whatever.
Did you ever watch any of ICP? Got a wrestling federation going called the Juggalo Championship Wrestling.
I did not, but I've heard. About it before.
It was all like these, like, just, I'm trying to think of the word. Like, they were like joke characters. Like, they weren't, like, if you watch it, a lot of them are totally out of shape. Just like all these ridiculous, like, anomaly characters.
Beer guts hanging out.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the one. Anyway, you should watch some of those. Those
is it on YouTube?
Probably by now. Probably by now. But I used to have a couple of the VHS tapes.
VHS tape, wow.
There was this one guy, I can't think of his name, but he was just this big Oh, that was it. His name was Fat Fuck Barrel Boy. And he was just a big fat fuck in a barrel.
Yeah. Like with genius.
A couple ropes for suspenders to hold it on.
That is absolute genius.
Dude, it was the most hilarious. I got to watch some of those.
Wait
now.
A minute. If you fell, you would impale yourself on the barrel.
It was a you know, the gray brute garbage cans, the plastic.
Oh.
Yeah. They just called it a barrel.
Okay.
With a name like Fat Fuck Barrel Boy, it's probably not a real barrel.
I guess I'm like the nitpicky guy. People are just cheering, yeah, like destroy this guy. And I'm like, oh, it's not technically a barrel.
Like, dude, like they had.
And then I would get punched in the face.
They had this one where the Iron Sheik wrestled, and like that guy can't even like walk.
Oh, the
anymore.
Iron. He's
in my death pool.
If you want entertainment for hours, go on YouTube and type in Iron Sheik interview. The man is batshit crazy.
Yeah.
Entertaining as hell.
I believe that.
You know, a lot of times, I guess he's at the toy chest on Ford Road doing whatever, like promoting stuff. Like, I mean, that was years ago. So
really?
They have like midget tossing there and everything. And,
but they have a politically correct name for it now?
No.
But they still do it?
To my knowledge, it's still called midget tossing.
See, everything about my understanding of newer society is that that's what would happen. They wouldn't ban the tossing. They would just give it a politically correct name.
Mm.
Because words are what matters.
Like,
not the
oh,
actual.
It's height-sensitive individual tossing? Something like that? Yeah.
I don't think strip
something
clubs
about that
really
is so
abide
funny.
By that way of thinking.
That's a very good point.
Well, I'll get started with my idea.
You got a bunch of stuff written down there.
This is like less than I normally have. So I listened to a podcast, and now I'm obsessed with something they call black balls.
Wait a minute.
And I will explain that. So
please, because there's a term. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's not that. It's not that black ball. It's not like that. Like,
okay.
What is blackballing?
Like being banned.
Being banned.
Yeah.
It's not that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But they're talking about coming up with new technologies, and that like some scientists might discover something that just is so dangerous that it could like end civilization.
Mm-hmm.
So he's describing like every time we let scientists go like unchecked and just invent whatever the hell they want, they're like blindly pulling balls out of like a ball pit or whatever. And they just happen to have not pulled a black ball, like a thing that,
yeah.
has the potential of like destroying society.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like they don't, you look.
I'm just trying to grasp everything you're saying here.
No, I get what you're saying.
It's sort of a weird metaphor.
There was a scientist, a Russian scientist, go figure, he's Russian. They like with, there is like some tundra or glacier in Russia that melted. And they found a prehistoric virus. And this guy injected himself with the virus just to see what happens. Like, that's how a lot of 80s horror movies start. So I get what you're saying. Yeah, they're going to find that, like, black ball that tears us down. Yeah.
But, like, nuclear, he doesn't consider that a black ball because you need, like, not everybody in his garage can, like, mine uranium and build a nuclear bomb. It's like you need, like, a big government to do it. And so it's not an obvious black ball, but if you figured out like a way to create nuclear fusion based on like hydrogen, because hydrogen is everywhere,
mm-hmm.
that like anybody in his garage could build, like what are the odds that nobody's going to do it? Like once that information is out there, we're all fucked. So that's like a black ball would be like a way that to use like what you could buy at Walmart to build the fusion bomb. If that was possible, that would be a black ball. Or like they're talking about like DNA editing and like virus stuff. Like you can buy kits now to – there's a thing called CRISPR. It's been on the news here and there about editing DNA. And they have companies where you can – just anybody can like order a DNA splice operation for a couple $100s.
Are you serious?
And they'll do it. And, like, I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean that you can, like, I mean, having the DNA, I mean, it's you still have to know science to do shit with the DNA, but like that's getting close to like a black ball. Like if like millions of people had this CRISPR technology in their garages, like how are we going to prevent? It only takes one to come up with like a deadly virus that just spreads everywhere. Like how the hell are they going to prevent that? So they have to do something to they won't let people, everybody in own a CRISPR machine, obviously, but they should be like preventing these companies from doing that. But so I got obsessed with this idea of black balls, which
when you say it like that, when you say it like that, it makes it so much more non-scary, I guess, or equally scary. I don't know.
So then I was thinking about he wrote
black this, balls.
Yeah,
yeah. You're just gonna say it 100 times. I was thinking about it. The guy wrote a book. This professor, he was on Sam Harris podcast. He's talking about black balls. And that's his metaphor for like deadly technologies that
what
we should
a metaphor
prevent.
To pick black balls.
Yeah, but so I was thinking, I haven't read his book. I don't usually read books, but if it's a podcast or something, I'll listen to it. But so I was thinking about like how would society how do we prevent these black balls? And so one way is like offense, like anybody who has a CRISPR machine, murder those motherfuckers. Like we cannot allow this technology out. Anybody who has a degree where they could learn this thing, this deadly thing, murder them or watch them 24/7 or like how the hell, like intense government tyranny monitoring the whole planet. That's one way to do it. And that seems almost.
You can get the CRISPR, take DNA slicing, turn them into cats, use Kurt's idea, cat repellent, problem solved.
But to me, the better way seems like defense. Like,
would there be a way to trace the origin of where the black ball came from? Like,
I don't know. Well, it would depend on what it was.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, we all have the capability of murdering someone at any given moment, and here we are, not murdering people.
But, like, I mean, we have, like, school shooters. Like, if you allow millions of people to own guns, some motherfucker is going to shoot up a school eventually. But
if you don't allow them to own guns, they're still going to shoot up a school.
Or stab a bunch of people or something.
Yes, absolutely.
But, like, we can't allow millions of people to own CRISPR machines and like fusion building materials because they could just.
I wouldn't know what to do with it.
I'm going to go file one after the podcast. I'm going to hop right on the internet right now.
I wouldn't be smart enough to turn a damn thing on.
I'm going to figure something out. That's how I will clone my wrestlers for Jurassic Park. And then it won't have to be anime, it can be a real.
But so I was thinking about
hologram. You could do the hologram style.
Yes.
You've seen that?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting, man.
So I want to get to my idea. So I was thinking about defense from these black balls. And so the most common ones would be like nuclear or virus. Like, I mean, there could be other things like the, they call it gray goo, like a, or like the black hole machine or whatever that we can't really do anything about. But we could defend ourselves. You could build a bunker, or doomsday bunker, whatever, to defend yourself against either a virus or a nuclear attack. So some of them, people can defend themselves through like just hiding somewhere. But I don't like the idea of doomsday bunkers because, for one, not everybody in the world can own a doomsday bunker in the middle of nowhere. Like, If everybody wanted nobody within 5 square miles and have a bunker, like we can't, there's not enough land in the world to keep people spread out like a doomsday, like separated from everybody to like to where you won't catch a virus or whatever. So, I mean, a few people can build a bunker somewhere on a bunch of land in Montana, but like that's like hundreds or thousands of people. It's not kind of, it's not a feasible solution for everyone. And so the other thing is I wouldn't trust the guy who sold me the doomsday bunker that it'll actually work, because pretty much everybody who sells anything is a liar and a thief. Basically, unless you can prove them otherwise in like any field, like nutrition, diets, and like things where it's not obvious if a thing works or not, it's just full of scam artists and assholes and like people who maybe have good intentions, but they're idiots. They don't know how to build a bunker that's resistant to radiation because it's some guy with a beer gut and a Bible and like a fourth grade education or whatever. Like, not saying they're all like that, but a lot of them are. So, I mean, how do you know of the guy selling you the doomsday bunker if it's really resistant to radiation or fire, nuclear bomb attack, whatever? And so my idea resolves this problem. I call it the apocalypse tiny house. And so basically, let's say before we get to the tiny house, let's say you had like a radiation resistant suit. Like when they go to like Fukushima in Japan, you can like take a tour. They can put you in a suit and you can go to the radiation zone and walk around in a suit, and you have like a radiation meter. You could buy a suit and you could go to like the doctor and stand in an X-ray machine, and you could test to see if that suit is leaking radiation just at the doctor's office. You could do the same thing with a tiny house. You could build like a warehouse somewhere where you can just wheel the tiny house in every year or two, get it tested to see if it's leaking radiation with the X-ray machine. It wouldn't have to be high levels of radiation. So you could like prove that it worked. Same thing with fire, like for a nuclear bomb attack, you could have like a car wash, but with fire instead of water, just, just fire.
Sounds like
just,
hell.
And then like if it burns your tiny house down, you get a refund. You wouldn't be in it at the time, hopefully.
That sounds like a cool music video.
It does, yeah. Like a 1980s metal video.
Yeah. The fire wash.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you could have like things like that recycles the air, so you're not getting like the air from outside. Test that.
And you're just like in this little house forever and ever.
Well, at least you know it kind of works. And so, I mean, it depends on the scenario. If it's a virus, maybe a year until the virus, like, goes away, everybody dies, or enough people die. Like, a flu virus, I mean, it's like a seasonal thing, like the 1918 pandemic. Like, if you could stay in your bunker until 1919, and then you could come out and you'd be fine. Like, yeah. So that's the basic idea, is that Not only would you have a tiny house that's like built to survive a doomsday scenario, you have like a testing warehouse that you can wheel it in and actually test it.
Like, what do they call those things? Pods.
Yeah.
Could you custom make your own apocalypse tiny house? Like, could you like have like certain upgrades or whatnot? You know, or like surround sound in there. Or...
Sure. Yeah. Why not?
I hope so, man. If I got to spend a year in there, I want everything.
And then one thing that I wanted to add, there's a thing I read on the internet called the I think they're calling it the Tetris effect. And it's basically has to do with the internet and how basically Tetris has been around forever, the game. Mm-hmm. Like there was like a world record that sort of didn't really change much. But then once the internet came around and people could like video themselves playing Tetris and compare and like compete against each other, like all of a sudden, like Tetris is like the world record from between like 1995 and 2005 just was like dead steady, didn't change much. All of a sudden, with people showing what they did over the internet and competing against each other, all of a sudden the record, like years after
skyrocketed.
Just skyrocketed. And like,
I believe that
you could do that with like doomsday tiny houses, like, because there'd be all these facilities testing them and all these different companies making them, and they would all be showing their videos on how it works on the internet, and like it could explode. You'd be creating an industry that would be fierce competition, evidence-based, and you could have the Tetris effect, but for doomsday bunkers. they would just get
we'd have to have
insanely better.
Like, some really out of hand people with them. What the hell did you call them?
Black balls.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I have to have black balls everywhere.
A third black ball, even.
Black balls just hitting you in the face. Yeah. And
around the chin.
I don't know. I think I should, like, defend yourself against the black ball. Like a black ball.
You put it that way, yeah. Everyone's going to say, I don't want the black balls touching me.
Like a repellent spray for black balls. Like, back to your idea.
I'm open-minded, man. What if I want a little black ball in my life?
There you go, yeah. 2019, the man.
2019, yeah. Man. What the hell?
Yeah.
As long as it isn't the black shabs, I think we're okay.
But do you think it's a good idea? Do you think people would buy the apocalypse tiny houses?
I think they would.
I think they would definitely, like, it. Just, you know, thinking about it right now, because, like, that's always survivalist, you know, them survivalist types, that's always kind of been inspiring to me. Like, I think it's not a bad idea, to tell you the truth. So something like that, yeah, I mean, if there was a need for it and I had enough money, you know, that's the thing.
They
you know?
Would buy it. I mean, yeah, because like you said, like,
it's either people with enough money or enough land that are doing bunkers.
Or enough crazies.
Or
yeah.
enough crazy.
Yeah.
Combination of all three or two of the three.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But I don't know. Like I said, I don't trust the man. So I definitely don't think it's a bad idea at all.
You know? I think you get rich because there are always people who believe the world's going to end.
Yeah, for
some
sure.
reason. For some sure. reason or another, yeah.
Probably more and more as time goes on. You
You're going to be a very rich man, Tom.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. I like the idea that there are crazies in their bunkers hiding away, because eventually something crazy is going to happen to the world, like a meteor or a virus or who knows what it's going to be. But, I mean, I'd like to think that some crazies are going to survive. I mean, I don't know if I want to live in a cave just in case, but I like the idea that some people are.
Well, and that's the other thing with a bunker as opposed to a tiny house is a bunker, you can't really see it. You know what I mean? You can camouflage the top of it pretty easily, you know. And
well, hopefully, yeah, I see your point. I mean, you could – this is on wheels. You could move it somewhere remote, hopefully.
Hopefully. Ideally, right?
I mean, the other thing is hopefully there's a lot of them, so it's not as rare. Take the pressure off of the people with the bunkers. If there's millions of these all over the place, then there won't be as many people pounding on your door to get in if they're just all over the place.
When it starts to rain black balls.
When it starts to rain black balls, yeah.
I just want to dip my chicken wings, man. I want to walk down the street and eat chicken wings like a goddamn American.
You'd be like in your bunker and you'd be like, yeah. You'd realize that you only have the wrong type of branch dip things, and you'd be like, no.
It's not fair.
Like the guy who cracked his glasses in the Twilight Zone. Yet.
Great episode, by the way.
Have you watched the new one with Jordan Peele?
Not yet. Is it any good?
Somebody was just mentioning something about that to me the other day.
I love horror movies and like horror stuff like that, but I have not watched it yet.
The first one is Kumail Nanjiani as a comic, and like he's like selling his soul by like becoming a hack comedian is the theme of the first episode, and I was bored to tears.
Yeah,
I mean it's comedian, but I should be interested. But
if it's not done well,
there's so much stuff about comedians.
There's
nowadays.
Way too many.
Like the comedy is like purging right now. Like it's insane all this stuff. But I'll tell you one good show that's about a comedian is The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Have you seen that?
Oh, you like that?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it.
Really good.
I'll have to give it a watch.
It's on Amazon. That's really good.
You like Crashing? I watched some of
I actually haven't seen that
of the
one.
First season, and it was okay.
You gotta have HBO for that, right?
Yeah, a guy at work recommended that show to me, and I haven't watched it yet.
I've had a lot of people tell me about that. Pete Holmes, the guy who writes it, is a hilarious comic, you know?
Yeah. Is it weird that I'm a comedian, but I don't really watch much comedy? Is that, like, I don't watch a lot of stand-up comedy. Is that weird?
I think, how long have you been doing stand-up?
I've been doing it seriously for about 3 years, but I've been doing it for like 7 overall.
I think it definitely helps to watch comedy and to attend comedy shows as an audience member. I try to do both of those things.
Attending I try and do, but like watching it, for some reason I'm always like, oh, there's, you know, something else on. I mean, I watch funny shows, but like actually watching stand-up comedy, I just really don't watch it too much.
No? I don't know. I mean, it's definitely better live.
Oh, yeah, of course. Absolutely.
It's definitely a live experience. Mm-hmm. That's what it's intended to be, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think it's definitely an important thing to do. Like, I'm not going to name any names, but I was, like, kind of eavesdropping a conversation. This was probably about a year and a half ago, of this newer local comic. And he's asking this older local comic, like, so what, you know, comedians are you into? What comics are you into? He's like, oh, I do this, man. I don't watch comedy. I don't listen to comedy. Like, what? Like, why? Like, that's like saying I play jazz music, but I don't listen to music.
Yeah.
Like, I don't ever listen to music. Yeah. I just play it. Like, that, I don't know. That's just weird to me. Like, if I'm a fan of something, I'm a fan of it all the way or not at all, usually.
Now, I will say I am a big fan of the local scene. I mean, like, I can name comedians right now who I would love to go see.
Yeah.
You know?
Some good ones, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I've always said it. I think my favorite local comedian is Adam Herzl. I don't know if you guys know Adam.
I do.
Yeah, Adam Herzl is absolutely hilarious.
He is.
I mean, I would go to his show.
I haven't seen him in a while.
He's been doing a lot of improv lately, actually. So, Adam, if you're listening, man, hope you're doing okay. But, yeah, I know he's been doing a lot of improv.
He's one of those guys who's, I think, not on Facebook.
Nope,
no, he's not on any. No.
He is almost – it's almost whether
– smart.
Well, yeah, but like you
– I don't
you,
bug him to do the podcast then.
You contemplate whether or not he's real because he's so elusive.
This is different, man. This is, you know, talking, you know, and if you're listening to it, you're listening, like, this is a real thing. We're doing things, man. That social media, it's like you're so connected, but you're so disconnected.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have a very love-hate relationship with it.
I'm the same way.
That's why I bought a flip. I have a flip phone, but I'm still carrying my smartphone because it's what I record my sets on. So I have to buy. Fucking sucks.
We're out of time. If you guys have anything you want to plug real quick, you can do that.
I host a show every Thursday. It's an open mic comedy show called Stand Prov or Don't. So we pull topics out of a hat, so you can do improvised material. You can come and work on your set every Thursday at 6:30 at Weirdsville Records in Mount Clemens.
And that's just show up?
Show up, go up. Yep. Or show up and hang out and laugh, or don't.
All right, and I've got my monthly show at Liberty Street Brewing Company in Plymouth, Michigan this Saturday, Comedy Madness, April 13th, 8 o'clock. See you guys there.
That was Creativity Wasted. Thanks for listening. Good night.